以低头同心默祷。
Please everyone bow our heads and pray silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主圣名开始我们今天早上的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
一起来唱诗三百五十九首。
Please sing hymn 359. Please pray. We'll pray together.
神带领我们这几天的灵恩布道会。
Thank God for His grace for guiding us the last couple of days of spiritual convocation.
让我们有这个机会在这几天当中，从圣经里面做我们信仰的学习跟不断努力的长进。
So that through the Bible we can continue to grow.
在昨天我们谈到神的眼中要如何来建立这属灵的圣殿。
And yesterday we talked about how the temple of God will be built in the.
我们要从外院进到内院。
First, we talked about how we have to go from the outer court to the inner court.
然后再从内院进到圣殿。
And then from the inner court to the temple itself.
所以这整个过程就叫做信仰的成长。
And this process is called the growth of our faith.
所以七个楼梯哈，七阶进内院。
So there are seven steps going leading from the outer court into the inner court.
而八阶到圣殿。
And there's eight steps from the inner court to the temple.
我们也谈到说，在诗篇的120篇到134篇。叫做上行之诗。
And we also talked about how Psalm 120 to 134 are the song of ascents.
是一个人朝着圣殿一步一步迈进所经过的心路历程。
It is talking about the process of what someone goes through as they draw closer to the temple.
因为在这信仰的路上会有眼泪，也有欢笑。
Because often in our growth, in our path, journey of faith, there will be times of joy and also times of tears.
也会遇到困难，也会看到神的拯救。
We will come across difficulties and we will also experience the deliverance of God.
有时候好像走过死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes it will feel like we're passing through the valley of the shadow of death.
有时候却能够得到神的拥抱而大得安慰。
And sometimes we will feel how God hugs, embraces us and feel comforted.
但是在这一路上有欢笑有眼泪的过程当中，
and as we journey on this path of tears and joy,
信仰却不断地在改变对神的认识，不断地在成长。
Our faith continues to grow, our understanding of God continues to increase.
但是当一个人走到圣殿的门口，
and as we approach the temple,
在134篇已经不讲恩典，已经不讲神迹奇事了。
That as we approach Psalm 134, we are no longer dwelling on miracles and wonders.
而是经过人生的历练而看清楚自己的本质。
That through our experiences, we see our own nature.
而且能够看见信仰真实的价值。
And we see the true value of our faith.
所以我们早上就一起来看诗篇的134篇。
So this morning, let us focus on Psalm 134.
请翻到诗篇的134篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 134.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇134篇的第一节。
Psalm 134, verse 1.
神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，你们当称颂神。第二节。
Verse two.
你们当向圣所举手称颂神。第三节。
Verse three.
愿造天地的主从锡安赐福给你们。在这里是诗篇134篇整个上行之诗的结束。
And this is, we see the verses in Psalm 134.
也是一个人在信仰的寻索路程当中得到最终的答案。
And this is the answer to many questions we have in our life.
这个时候已经不讲人生的苦难。
Here we do not see the bitterness of life.
这个时候也不讲祈求神的帮助。
And here we do not see the psalmist talking, asking God for help.
更不讲在挣扎当中求神开路。
Or asking God to open a road in difficulties.
而是在这简简单单的两节当中看清楚自己到底是谁。
But in these two verses, we see The psalmist exactly knows who they are.
哦，所以在一开始，这个作诗的人就讲到说我是谁。
And in the very beginning, the psalmist proclaims who he is.
因为对自己有非常清楚的认识。
Because they have a very clear understanding of who they are.
所以能够坦然无惧地站在神的面前。
And that's how they are able to stand before the Lord.
我是谁？
Who am I?
他说，我就是神的仆人。
He said that I am the servant of the Lord.
已经没有其他的身份了。
There are no other statuses.
也没有其他的追求。
And there are no other requests.
我知道我是谁。
He knows who he is.
我就是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
我知道我的身份，我知道我的价值。
I know my status and I know my value.
今天一个人认识自己的身份是至关重要的。
And for today, for us to understand our status is critically important.
因为只有当你认识自己的身份，
Because only by understanding our status,
你才知道自己应尽的本分。
Then we know what we can do.
尽到自己应尽的本分。
Then we know what we need to do.
你才会得到相应该得的福分。
Then we will be able to receive the part that is to be given to us.
但是当我们今天没有认识到自己是神的仆人，
But if today we do not know ourselves as the servant of God,
缺乏正确的认识，就没有办法走上正确的道路。
Because we do not have this correct recognition, we cannotwalk the correct path.
你就不知道要侍奉谁。
We do not know who we are serving.
所以在马太福音的第六章，
So in Matthew chapter 6,
我们来看马太福音的第六章，
We can turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的二十四节，
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
马太福音六章二十四节，
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。在这里主耶稣告诉我们，
Here Lord Jesus tells us,
到最后信仰就是一个选择。
In the end, our faith is a choice.
神不会强迫你你的人生要怎么走，不会强迫你你要怎么选。
God will not force us to go one way or force us to make a decision.
这个选择就放在你我的面前。
But rather, these choices are placed right before us.
你是要重视信仰，追求永生，得到盼望呢？
Are you going to choose the road that leads to eternal life?
还是要选择世界，追求财富，最后得着世界上的好处？
Or are you going to choose the world, receive wealth, and eventually be destroyed?
这是我们自己的选择。
And this is a choice for all of us.
神把选择放在我们的手中。
And this is placed before, or this is, these choices are placed in our hands.
而我们最后要为我们的选择来承担它的结果。
But in the end, we have to be responsible for the choices we make.
选择世界就在世界上得好处。
That if we choose the world, we'll reap the benefits of the world.
但是到最后，你的信仰这一条道路可能要打上一个很大的问号。
But there will be a big question mark on our faith.
选择信仰，在这个世界上坚持在苦难当中行走。
And if we choose faith, then we'll continue to walk this bitter path in the world.
但是到最后却能够在神的怀抱里面能够得享永福。
But in the end, we will be embraced by God and received God's blessings.
所以不管走哪一条路，
So no matter what path we choose,
不管我们怎么做选择，
No matter how we choose,
你已经想清楚了，
We should be clear,
你就去选吧。
Then we should make the choice,
选完之后就去面对承担它的结果。
And whatever choice we make, we have to understand that we're responsible for those choices.
但是最糟糕的一种人，
But the person that is most regrettable,
就是在选择的路上迷糊了。
That on these choices, they are very confused.
左也想要，右也想要。
That they want the best of both worlds.
你一方面想要拥抱耶稣，另外一边又想要拥抱世界。
That on one hand, we want to embrace the world, and on the other hand, we also want to embrace Jesus.
到最后就是一无所有，两手空空。
In the end, this person gets nothing from both worlds.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章的二十节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 20.
二十节。对不起，第二节哈，第七章的第二节。
I'm sorry, chapter 7 verse 2.
约柜在基列耶林许久， 过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。第三节，撒母耳对以色列的全家说：你们若一心归顺神，就要把你们的外邦神和亚斯他录从你们当中除掉，专心归向神，单单侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。在这里告诉我们，在撒母耳的年间，
And here in the case of Samuel,
在这个时候，他们虽然有撒母耳做他们的先知，
that these people, they had Samuel as a prophet,
他们有约柜作为神同在的证据，
and they had the Ark of the Covenant as a sign of the abundance of God.
但是在这个二十年当中，
But within these 20 years,
他们却仍然在非利士人的压制跟逼迫之下，
They are continually persecuted by the Philistines.
活在恐惧，没有盼望。
They are living in fear, they had no hope.
你会觉得非常奇怪啊。
You might find this strange.
为什么有撒母耳做这个他们的大先知，做他们的领导者啊？
You might think that Samuel is the prophet at the time.
撒母耳是以色列历史当中最伟大的先知之一。
Samuel is one of the greatest prophets in the Israelite history.
因为圣经里面讲过一句话，
And Samuel, the Bible says,
他说撒母耳所说的每一句话，神都不让他落空。
That God did not let any of Samuel's words fall to the ground.
你看这简单的，其实这只是一句很简单的一句话。
And this is a very simple verse.
它背后所隐藏的意思却非常非常的可怕。
There's so much meaning behind it that it can be terrifying.
就是说撒母耳所说的每一句话，神都让他成就了。
That everything that Samuel said, God has made true.
你看他是有何等大的权柄。
We can see how much authority Samuel could have.
神是何等的重用这个先知。
We can see how God truly used the prophet Samuel.
但是这个时候的以色列人，
But the Israelites at this time,
他们用撒母耳做大先知，
they had Samuel as a great prophet.
有约柜来神同在的记号，
they had the ark as a sign that God abided with them.
有没有得帮助？有没有得拯救？
Did they truly receive help?
很抱歉，没有啊。
They did not.
你看这么多年仍然在非利士人的压制，
because in still so many years they're being persecuted by the Philistines.
为什么会这样呢？
And why is this the case?
这里告诉我们说，因为他们不专心啊。
And it's because these verses tell us that their hearts are not directed to the Lord.
哦，不要搞错哦，他们是拜神的哦。
But we should not be confused because they still worship God.
他们拜神，他们献祭，他们听撒母耳的话。
They still worship God. They still offered their sacrifices. They still listened to Samuel's
words. 但是有一个很大的问题，就是他们同时在拥抱偶像，祭祀偶像。
But the biggest problem is that they still embrace these other gods and idols.
所以啊，撒母耳跟他们讲说，你真的希望神帮助你吗？
So Samuel here was saying that if you truly want God to help you,
那你就要专心侍奉他。
Then you have to direct your heart to God.
把你们当中的偶像除掉啊。
You have to put away your idols.
要不然神是不会帮助你们的。
Else God will not help you at all.
所以当以色列人终于下定决心，
So finally when the Israelites were ready to make a determination,
把他们当中的偶像除掉，
to cast away all their idols.
他说，撒母耳说，我帮你们祷告，神就大显能力。
And Samuel said, I will pray for you, and God truly worked his mighty power.
在我们今天的信仰生活当中，
in our faith today,
问题常常不是我们不认识神。
The problem is not that we do not know God.
我们都认识神，
because we all know God.
我们都拜神，
we all worship God.
我们知道信仰重要，
we know that faith is important.
我们也想要追求永生，
and we also want eternal life.
因为我们知道说这条信仰的道路是对的，
because we know that this path of faith is correct.
但是在这一条道路当中，我们有太多的舍不得跟放不下。
But in this path of faith, we have too many things that we hold on to, too many things that we're not willing to let go.
我们没有办法做牺牲。
We're not willing to sacrifice.
因为牺牲是痛苦的。
Because the sacrifice is painful.
所以到最后，我们就是常常游走在两个选择当中。
So oftentimes we walk in the middle of these two choices.
然后不断的自我安慰。
And instead we justify or comfort ourselves.
神理解我的软弱。
That God understands our weaknesses.
曾经有一个弟兄这样跟我说。
And there's a brother that once said to me.
弟兄跟我说啊，我软弱是正常的。
And the brother said to me, it's normal to have weaknesses.
我第一次听到这么直接的哈，这么老实的信徒啊。
It's very rare for me to hear such a direct and honest believer.
这个信徒跟我说啊，我软弱正常啊。
And this believer said, it's normal to have weaknesses.
谁叫 神要用尘土造我，尘土就很软弱嘛。
Because who told God to create us out of dust? Dust by itself is very weak.
你看哦，他如果用那个什么什么什么金刚石造我，我就不软弱了嘛。
And if he was saying that if God made me out of gold instead, then I would not have these weaknesses.
很多时候我们都自我安慰啊。
A lot of times we would justify or just comfort ourselves.
啊，就是主知道我软弱，所以软弱是正常，犯罪是应该。
Because God knows that we are weak, therefore it is natural for us to sin. It is natural for us to be weak.
那我就跟他说啊。
So, but I told him.
那这样子，神赐给你圣灵干什么？
And I told him, then why did God give you the Holy Spirit?
给你圣灵就是让你有力量改变。
God gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can have strength to change.
借着祷告使你成为刚强。
So that from prayer we can turn our weakness into strength.
常常不是因为我们软弱，
and a lot of times it's not because we are weak,
而是我们选择软弱，
but rather we choose to be weak,
我们自我安慰，
and we comfort ourselves,
我们不愿意放手，
that we're not willing to let go,
以致这个信仰好像在拔河啊， tug war 一样哦，
as if our faith is a tug of war,
拉过来拉过去，拉来拉去，拉到最后从来没有见到神啊，
that we continue, we pull and we're being pulled, and we never really meet God,
所以有的人啊，奇怪啊，信主很多年啊，却没有什么感动，也没有什么体验。
And that's why many people, after believing in so many years, they still do not have many experiences.
然后听到别人在做见证，非常羡慕，怎么都不是我。
And then they hear people testify, and they're very envious that how come I do not have these testimonies.
差别在哪里？
So where's the difference?
差别在一个有选择，一个不愿意选择啊。
The difference is that one person made a choice, and one person refuses to choose.
然后所以在134篇一开始就告诉我。
So in Psalm 134, the very beginning, it tells us.
他说你是谁？
It tells us who we should be.
你是仆人。
We are a servant.
你是谁的仆人？
Whom do we serve?
你是神的仆人啊。
We are a servant of God.
只有在一个人认识自己的身份。
And only when we understand our status.
接下来所讲的福气恩典，从锡安来的福气才跟你有关系啊。
And only then are we connected to the blessing from Zion.
所以第一个，我们是神的仆人。
So the first is that we are a servant of God.
讲的是身份。
As the first is regarding our status.
看回来第一节啊。
Let's look back at verse 1.
诗篇134篇的第一节。
Psalm 134 verse 1.
他这里讲说，神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的。
And here it says that the servant of God, a servant of the Lord stands by night in the house of the Lord.
第二个讲的就是地点啦。
So the second is talking about a place.
你的身份是神的仆人。
Our status is a servant of God.
你的地点是在神的圣殿中。
And the place we need to be is in the house of the Lord.
我们昨天在早祷会的时候有说。
And yesterday in the morning prayer we said.
在启示录的第十一章告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 11 it tells us.
你如果没有进到神的殿中。
That if we have not entered into the temple.
那些留在外面的都不要了，不良的。
That those people outside will not be measured. They're not required.
启示录十一章说，那是留给外邦人去践踏。
And then the Revelation chapter 11 tells us that those people will be left to be trampled by the Gentiles.
只有在圣殿里面的神才要把你量一量。
It's only those who are in the temple that will be measured by God.
在这里告诉我们说，我们是在神殿中的。
So this verse tells us that we are in the house of the Lord.
认识到说，我们是神家的祭司，我们在神的家中。
Meaning that we are a priest in the house of the Lord, we are a servant in the house of the Lord.
因为只有祭司才能够留在殿中。
Because only a priest can remain in the house.
而留在殿中的祭司，他的责任就是侍奉神、敬拜神。
And the priest's responsibility in the temple is to serve God.
所以我们呢，今天我们的生命要常留在神的圣殿中。
So our life needs to be constantly placed in the house of the Lord.
当然不是说我们就住在教会不走啊，这样子负责人也很头痛哦。
And this doesn't mean that we just stay in the church, we literally live in a church.
而是告诉我们说，我们所到的每一个地方都有神的殿在我们的心中。
But rather, wherever we go, we have the temple of the Lord in our hearts.
就是我们的表现。
And that is our appearance.
不管是在教会里面，
whether we are in church,
或是在家中，
or whether we're at home,
在工作的场所，
whether we're at work,
或者是跟外面的朋友，
whether we are with our friends,
不管我们在哪里，都如同我们在神的殿中一样。
No matter where we are as if we are standing in the house of the Lord.
有一个真实基督徒的好品性、好表现。
That we have the qualities and the virtues of a Christian.
让人能够看出说你是信耶稣的。
So that other people can see us and know that we are a Christian.
今天很多人他带 了很多的面具。
Today we all wear many masks.
啊，不是五幺哈，就很多人啊。
Today many people wear many masks.
到了不同的环境，就放上不同的面具。
So that to a different, when we go to a different place, we put on a, or these people put on a different mask.
啊，看到什么人就说什么话。
That our words change depending on who we talk to.
常常到最后啊，面具换来换去，都到最后不知道什么才是真正的自己啊。
And because we're always changing who we are, at the end we don't know exactly who.We truly are.
啊，甚至有时候啊，哇，在教会温柔谦卑又善良。
Maybe at church we are very gentle and we are very compassionate.
啊，说话都是哈利路亚，感谢主。
That all the words that come out of our mouth are praising God. Hallelujah.
啊，但是啊，到家里回到家里就不一样啦。
But if we go home, we are a different person.
哦，那脾气很大，很凶悍啊。
Yeah, we are very mean and we have we're easily angered.
哇，骂太太，打小孩，踢狗。
We yell at our wife, we hit our kids, we kick the dog.
哦，在家里啊，在教会里面啊，讲话都是很属灵。
But when we go back to church, then it seems like we are very spiritual again.
哇，到了公司跟同事啊，什么话你都敢讲啊。
And then when we go to work, then our words may be even worse.
这就是没有站在神的殿中啊。
This is not someone who's standing in the temple of God.
因为你是在里面跟在外面是一个不一样的人。
Because when we're inside and we're outside, we're two different people.
啊，我们来看一下《使徒行传》啊。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
我们来看《使徒行传》，《使徒行传》的第四章哦。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4.
使徒行传的，不是，《使徒行传》的第二章哦。
I'm sorry, Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章的四十六节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
46节
46.
这里讲到的是使徒教会的初期。
And this is the very beginning of the apostolic church.
是圣灵大同在，有神的恩典跟能力。
That the Holy Spirit just came down with much power and grace.
46节
Verse 46.
这里说他们天天同心合意，在殿里，在家中，拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。在这里讲到两个地点啊。
And here it talks about two places.
圣经里特别谈到两个不一样的地点。
And the Bible specifically points out these two places.
一个叫做殿里。
First is that is in the temple.
殿里就是啊，大家都一起在的地方，人家都看到你了。
It's a place where we all are and we see each other.
好像我们在教会一样啊。
As if we are in church.
啊，但是接下来说在家中也是这样。
And then they also said, but it also points out that at home they are the same way.
家就是自己私人的生活咯。
And when we think of home, this is our private life.
没有人看到啊，传道不在那里啊。
That we are not observed by anyone else. The pastor
没有人看着你，你是什么样子啊？
So when no one is watching, who are we?
这里讲说在殿里，在家中，他们都是一个样子，是一样的人啊。
And here we see that in these two places, the temple and at home, they are the same people.
都是同心合意。
That they are all one mind.
都是心中欢喜。
That they are all filled with joy.
而且诚实一起，一起团契。
And that they all ate together and had fellowship with one another.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，他们不管人在哪里，都是站在神的殿中。
So no matter where these people are, they're always standing in the temple of God.
哦，所以我们也要做一个真人呐。
So for us, we have to be truthful to ourselves.
哦，不管我们在哪里。
So no matter where we are,
我们都能够真正表现出那基督耶稣的馨香之气。
So that no matter where we are, we have to exude the fragrance of Christ.
常常的永远都留在神的殿中。
And no matter where we are, we have to be as if we are in the temple of God.
但是在这里告诉我们时间。
And here it also talks about time.
我们刚讲身份啊。
So we talked about our status.
然后讲地点啊。
We talked about the place.
第三个讲时间啊。
So the third topic is time.
这里说夜间在神的殿中。
So here it says that they're standing by night in the house of the Lord.
为什么讲夜间呢？
So why does it focus on nighttime?
因为在夜间是最没有人注意到你的时候。
Because at nighttime is a time where no one really pays attention to us.
夜间是人最懒散要休息的时候。
At nighttime is a time when we all grow tired and we want to rest.
夜间是进入黑暗的时候。
At nighttime is a time where we enter into darkness.
所以在这里告诉我们说，夜间人在神的殿中。
That's why it says by night in the house of the Lord.
啊，这句话就很值得我们去思考了。
And this is something that we can all think about.
因为今天你跟我有时候都会进入生命的夜间。
Because a lot of times you and I will enter into this night of our life.
啊，生命当中不会一帆风顺。
because in our life it will not always be smooth.
人生路上难免会遇到难免会遇到困难，难免会遇到一些痛苦。
And it's unavoidable to come across difficulties in our life and painful times.
哎，真的啊，有时候生命当中遇到痛苦，如同进入黑暗的夜间啊。
And it's true that sometimes the painful times of our life is as if we're entering into the night.
啊，让你不断的在眼泪当中问神为什么，为什么。
A lot of times we might spend many prayers with tears asking God why.
神啊，为什么让我遭遇这些事情？
Ask God why. Why does God allow me to come across these things?
神啊，你没有看见我的眼泪吗？
God, do you not see the tears that I'm crying?
所以有时候生命的路上，我们仿佛走到夜间，走到黑暗里面。
And this is as if we are walking into this nighttime of our life.
我们看不到出路，我们不知道解决的方法。
That we do not see a way out. We do not know how to solve these problems.
我们不知道为什么神要让我们遭遇这些事情。
We do not know why God wants us to encounter these problems.
一次又一次的跟神说，我又没有做错事，为什么我要这样有这样的遭遇？
And time and time again, we say to God, we didn't do anything wrong to deserve any of this. Why does this come upon me?
真的是走到夜间啊。
This is as if we are entering nighttime.
啊，但是当我们走到夜间啊。
But as we enter the nighttime.
这里告诉我们说，当一个人真正的认识神，在信仰上有扎根啊。
That if this verse describes that if someone truly understands God and truly is rooted in God.
因为已经到134篇了。
Because we are already at the end, we're at Psalm 134.
是一个人不断的成长，最后已经走到神的面前了。
That as we continue to grow in our faith, we are at the end of our growth.
信仰的高峰不代表不会痛苦。
That just because we have a lot of faith doesn't mean that we will not have pain.
有很好的属灵生活不代表没有感觉，对苦难没有感受啊。
Just because we are spiritually cultivated doesn't mean that we do not feel any emotions.
但是在夜间的痛苦当中，
But in the painful times of night,
仍然站在神的殿中啊。
We are still standing in the house of the Lord.
啊，这个是非常不容易的。
This is something difficult.
因为一个人信耶稣，常常就是为了要得好处、得恩典、得平安、得喜乐，不是吗？
Because we say that for someone to believe in Christ, we often say, oh, because Christ will help you, there's miracles and wonders, there's joy and peace.
啊，但是在这里却告诉我们说，信耶稣会信到走进夜间啊。
But here this verse tells us that when we believe in God, we will sometimes also enter into a dark time in our life.
啊，但是当进入了夜间。
But as we enter into this darkness,
有人的选择就是放弃了，不要了。
Some people might choose, to just let go and forsake everything.
神不爱我。
God does not love me.
那我为什么还要信他呢？
Now, why do I still need to believe in him?
哦，有的人就选择夜间就离开了。
And many people, because of the darkness in their life, they choose to leave.
但是一个真正认识神的人，
But someone who truly understands and recognizes God,
他说夜间仍然在神的殿中。
Someone who says, this verse tells us that in the nighttime, they're still standing in the house of the Lord.
一个人如果能够在夜间仍然留在神的殿中，
that if someone can stay in the house of the Lord at nighttime,
他就能够在神的殿中最后看到光明。
That they also see the light that is in the temple.
我们来看一下出埃及记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
我们看出埃及记的第二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 27.
出埃及记的二十七章。
Exodus chapter 27.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节，你要吩咐以色列人把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。二十一节，在会幕中法柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的儿子从晚上到早晨，要在神面前经理这灯，这要做以色列人世世代代永远的定例。在这里神吩咐以色列人啊，
And here God commanded the Israelites,
他说当你建造我的会幕，在我的会幕要有金灯台。
That when you complete the tabernacle, the tabernacle has to have a lamp, a golden lamp.
这个金灯台上面要常常有油有灯点着。
That this lamp has to be constantly have oil and constantly lit.
他说祭司到黄昏的时候要点灯。
That at night time the priests have to make sure that the lamps are burning.
然后这个灯要一直点直到早晨。
And that this light time has to continually burn all the way until morning.
所以当你进入夜间啊,
so as we enter into the nighttime,
好像没有看到光亮, 好像不知道出路在哪里。
It's as if we do not see the light, as if we do not have a way out.
啊, 很痛苦, 很难过, 常常在, 常常就是, 以眼, 以泪洗面啊。
And it's a very painful time for us, and oftentimes we shed many tears.
没有人了解你。
There's no one else that can understand us.
也没有人能够安慰得了你。
No one else that can comfort us.
啊，但是只要你留在神的殿中，
as long as we stay within the temple of God,
你就要在金灯台上看到不熄灭的灯光。
Then we will see the light that is continually lit from the golden lampstand.
如同走过死荫的幽谷，
and as we pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
但是神要带你来到欢喜的泉源。
But God is leading us through to greener pastures.
啊，但是有一个要求啊，
but there is one requirement.
就是你要坚持的留在殿中。
And as we have to be determined to stay within the temple.
啊，好像在约伯记当中找到讲到约伯。
As if we are in the book of Job, we look at the person Job.
约伯所面对所遭遇的，真的是走到极深的夜中啊。
And the experiences that Job have experienced is truly like walking into the darkest point of his life.
失去了所有。
He has lost everything.
从原本非常富足变成一无所有。
That from a very wealthy person to someone who has when everything taken away.
失去了儿女。
He lost his children.
啊，从原本美好的美满的家庭，到最后突然分崩离析。
That he had a very full family, at the end it was just himself and his wife.
啊，失去了健康。
He lost his health.
啊，原本非常健康，到最后只能够用瓦片刮自己的身体。
At first he was very healthy, but now he has to scrape himself with a shard.
没有人理解。
And this is something that no one else can understand.
不管是他的太太还是他的朋友都不知道怎么安慰他。
Now, whether it's his wife or his friends, no one can comfort him.
啊，甚至啊，人家冷嘲热讽说约伯你就犯罪了嘛。
And people were just accusing him of sinning.
啊，约伯心中委屈啊。
And he felt very unjustified.
为什么没有人理解我？
How come there's no one that can understand me?
你们为什么不相信我？
Why does his friends not believe in him?
神为什么要这样对待我？
Why does God treat him in this way?
其实约伯心中是有很多的苦。
And there's a lot of bitterness in Job's heart.
啊，但是约伯却没有在黑暗中放弃神啊。
But in this darkest time of his life, he did not forsake God.
甚至他说啊，我死了也没有关系啊，死了算了。
He said that it's better for me to die.
啊，但是啊，我他说我就算死也不放弃我的信仰啊。
And even if I die, I will not let go of my faith.
即使看起来神对他非常的不公平。
And from outside perspective, it's truly unfair.
啊，但是他说就算不公平啊。
And he said, even if it's unfair,
就算很痛苦啊。
Even if it's painful,
就算没有拯救。
Even if I am not saved,
我也不会放弃我的信仰啊。
I will not let go of my faith.
啊，这个是约伯在夜间坚持不离开神的殿。
And this is how Job stood in the temple, the house of the Lord during his nighttime.
约伯说我赤身出于母胎。
And that he would rather himself not be born.
啊，不是，他说他赤身出于was born naked. Oh?
He was born naked.
他说我赤身出于母胎，我要赤身离去啊。
He was born naked, and naked he will go away.
啊，但是啊，神赏赐，神收取。一切荣耀归于神啊。
And whatever God gives, God can take it away, and all glory be to God.
啊，这个是为什么到最后约伯能够从苦境转回。
And this is how he was able to turn from his bitterness.
因为在黑暗当中他没有离开神的殿。
Because in the night time he did not leave the temple of God.
所以金灯台的光就要照在他的身上。
And the lamp from the golden lampstands is shining on his life.
神就给他开路。
And God gave him a way out.
让他看到亮光。
So that he can see the light from God.
啊，不但能够走出黑暗，
so that not only can he be led from his darkness,
更能够亲眼见神啊，
but also to see God with his own eyes.
所以在信仰当中，我们在苦难里面要学会坚持。
So for us in the dark times of our life, we have to learn to endure.
因为忍耐到底的必然得救。
Because those who can endure to the end will be saved.
我们再看回来134篇的第一节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 134 verse 1.
这里说神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的第四个讲到态度咯。
And the fourth point in verse 1 is our attitude.
啊，所以我们今天要在锡安山看见神啊。
So for us, we have to see God from Zion.
第一个，你必须要做神的仆人，认识自己的身份。
For us to see God, we have to first be the servant of God.
第二个，你要留在神的殿中 做一个真实的信徒。
And second is that we have to remain in the house of the God, the house of the Lord, and be a true believer.
啊，第三个，你要在患难当中坚持不离开神的面。
And third is that in times of difficulty, we have to remain in the house of the Lord.
啊，但是第四个，这里告诉我们说，你在神的殿中要站立侍奉啊。
And the last is that in the house of the Lord, we have to remain standing.
你看这里啊，他用了一个字叫做站。
And here we can see the word stand.
哎，为什么要站在神的殿中？
Why is it that we have to stand in the house of the Lord?
这是夜间呢。
And this is already nighttime.
晚上的圣殿是没有人来献祭的。
At nighttime, there's no one making offerings.
晚上的夜间是没有人来圣殿的。
And at nighttime, there's no one actually going to the temple.
没有人看见。
No one can see.
但是你仍然站在神的殿中。
Even though no one sees, but we have to continually stand in the house of the Lord.
其实站久了是件很疲倦的事情啊。
And for us to stand for a long time can be very tiring.
哦，有的人是说啊，我能够坐下，我就不要站着。
Some people might say, I'd rather just sit.
我能够躺下，我就不要坐着。
And if I can lie down, then it's better than sitting.
为什么？反正又没有人看见，我坐着，我躺下，有关系吗？
Because no one is here to see, does it matter whether I stand, sit, or lie down?
但是这里说，当我在神的殿中侍奉神。
But here it says that as we serve in the house of the Lord.
他说我是站在神的面前啊。
It says here that they are standing before the Lord.
这里的站代表的是一种对神的敬畏态度。
And here the stand represents a reverence to God.
这里的站代表我们的信仰不是要做给别人来看。
And here the stand represents that our faith is not just an outward showing for others to see.
如果有人进来，你赶快站起来。
If we see someone come in, we stand up.
有人过来了，你祷告特别大声。
And someone walks by, we pray louder.
有人看到了，你工作特别努力。
And when people are watching, we serve even more.
很抱歉啊，你是在做给人看的啊。
And I'm sorry, but this is just a serving for others to see.
但是啊，我们不是做给人看啊。
But for us, we do not serve so others can see.
就算没有人看见。我仍然站在神的面前。
Even if no one sees, I am still standing before God.
因为我是他的仆人，我在他面前怀敬畏的心。
Because I am his servant, in my heart there is only reverence for him.
所以在尼希米记的第八章啊。
And that's why in Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们来翻到尼希米记的第八章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记八章的八章的第四节。
If we turn to Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 4.
我们看第五节好了。
Sorry, let's look at verse 5.
尼希米记的八章第五节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 5.
这里讲说，以斯拉站在众民之上，在众民面前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。第六节。
Verse 6.
以斯拉就称颂主至大的神，众民就举手应声说，阿们，阿们，就低头面伏于地。敬拜神，我们再看第七节啊。
So verse 7.
第七节讲到很多人啊。
And verse 7 talks about a lot of people.
他说这些人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方啊。在这里告诉我们说啊，他们从早到晚来学习律法书。
And here from the very morning to the night time, they're hearing the words of the law.
特别讲到说文士以斯拉带着神的书来到百姓的面前。
And here these verses talk about the scribe Ezra opening the book of the law before the people.
他们特别盖了一个台。盖了一个高台啊、哦、
，They built a stage，
使得以斯拉能够站上去让大家看到啊。
So that Ezra can stand up there so everyone can see。
这里讲说，文士以斯拉带着神的律法书站到了那个台上。
And here it talks about he was standing above all the people。
带着神的律法书。
That he brought the book of God。
这里讲说，他书卷一展开，所有的百姓全部站起来啊。
And he said the Bible says that when he opened the book, everyone stand up。
没有人叫他们站起来。
No one told them to stand.
但是当那个律法书一出现，众百姓都站起来。
But when the people saw that the book of the law was open, everyone stood up.
我们可以在脑海当中想象那个时候的场景。
And we can imagine in our heads the picture at the time.
以色列人因为没有律法书。
And because the Israelites did not have the book of the law.
所以他们不认识神的道。
They did not understand the law of God.
因为缺乏了对神道的认识。
Because they did not know the law of God.
所以他们离开了神的道路，到最后面对很大的苦难。
They left the path of God and they came across many difficulties.
国家被毁灭。
That their nation was destroyed.
啊，百姓在各国被抛来抛去。
That the people were exiled to various places.
今天在神的恩典当中，他们又回来了。
But now in the grace of God, they all have returned home.
回来了才知道说，原来神的律法书这么的重要，这么的宝贵。
They understood how important and precious was the book of the law.
想到当初没有律法书的日子，眼泪就流下来了。
And then when they thought of the time when they were living outside the book of the law, they shed tears.
想到因为无知而得罪神，最后遭遇苦难，就痛苦了。
They thought about the times where they unknowingly disobeyed God, then it brings them pain.
所以到最后，律法书一打开，众人都站起来。
And because of this, when Ezra opened the book of the law, everyone stood up.
甚至从早到晚在教导律法书，他们都站着啊。
And from morning until end, as Ezra taught them the law, they remained standing.
这个不是做给人看。
This is not to, they did not do this so others can see.
而是从心中的最深处知道神道理的重要。
But rather, this is from the sin that is in their hearts, they understood the importance of God's law.
我们今天来到神的面前。
And today when we come before God,
不管是学道，不管是聚会，不管是团契，或者是我们的侍奉。
Whether it is our service, whether it is listening to a sermon, whether it is our fellowship.
只要跟神有关，我们都需要站起来啊。
That no matter, as long as it is relating to God, we have to remain standing.
啊，包括现在在聚会。
Well, and even right now in service.
在聚会当中你也需要站起来啊。
That in service we should be standing.
不是你人要站起来，人站起来没有用啊。
It's not that we are literally standing.
而是你心中的那个真我必须要在神面前站起来。
This is of no use, but rather the true self that is within our heart, that person needs to stand.
保罗说我们里面有一个本我，有一个真我，叫做 inner man 啊。
And Paul mentions that we have an inner man.
他说这个里面的真我要在神的道理面前站起来才可以啊。
That this inner person within us, they have to stand before God.
啊，当你带着敬畏的心站在神的面前。
That as long as we come before God with this reverent heart.
你就要在锡安当中看到神与你同，看到神在你面前。
Then we will come to the Mount Zion and we'll see God before us.
啊，不代表说神就要给你什么好处或赐你什么福气。
It's not that God comes before us so that he can shower us with blessings.
因为到了134篇。
Because as when we are at Psalm 134,
锡安之福已经不讨论世界上的东西了。
Because the blessings from Zion is no longer related to the things of earth.
什么叫做锡安之福？
What is the blessings from Zion?
大卫说我要亲眼见你，这个就是锡安之福啊。
As David said that, I want to see you with my own eyes. This is the blessing from Zion.
大卫说当我醒来我亲眼见到你，这就是我的大福了。
And when David says that when I open my eyes I can see God, this is a great blessing.
这才是真正我们最后所要得到的锡安之福。
And this is the blessing that we should be receiving from Mount Zion.
已经超越了世界上的一些物质的好处，或者事业上的帮助，或者身体的健康，那些都不重要了。
This transcends the benefits in the world, our health or the blessings in the world. These are no longer important.
因为看到了神。
Because we have seen God.
我就是有大福的人。
Then because I have seen God, then I am greatly blessed.
啊，愿主的恩典常与我们同在。
May God's blessing be among us greatly.
啊，不管是在肯诺瓜教会，或者是在我们的家中。
Whether we are in Canoga Park Church or we are at home.
啊，或者是我们信仰路上，或我们个人的生活。
Whether we are in we are walking this path of faith or in our daily lives.
啊，愿我们都能够好好的做神的仆人。
May we all be great servants of God.
常常站在神的殿中。
Constantly standing in the house of the Lord.
最后都能够亲眼见神。
So that all of us can truly see God.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray songs.
Amen.